Time for our weekly business news roundup with the editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Fresh Market closes stores this week at all three of its Sacramento area stores. What happened? I mean, this is a pretty successful supermarket chain in other parts of the country, right?
It is successful, and it's growing quickly. They have something like 130 stores in 25 states, and until this week, that number included stores in Sacramento, Elk Grove, and Roseville. This is, for those who haven't been there, this is an upscale grocer that's often compared to Whole Foods, and it's really putting a squeeze on traditional grocers. So it was a surprise, especially since two of those stores have only been open for 5 months.
Is Fresh Market having financial problems, or is it something about Sacramento?
Maybe both. It's profitable and growing, but it announced earnings last week, the company did, that were disappointing. So that may have put some pressure on the company to cut weak performers. And if the Sacramento stores were doing poorly, I think most people here seem to think that it's because the company didn't understand the market and made some bad choices about location. For example, Elk Grove is where Natural Foods Co-op tried and failed a few years back. And, you know, a local company might not have made that mistake of putting a store there.
Looks like we could be seeing a new business built near one of Sacramento's busiest intersections, Howe and Fair Oaks. There's a plot of open land there, and the city is inviting developers to propose projects. Any front runners so far?
We don't know exactly. We know the city's narrowed the field from 5 to 2 developers, and one has a retail project, which is presumably a shopping center, and the other is an office project, which to me seems a little questionable given vacancy rates. Both have some access challenges. If you know that site, it's a beautiful sort of stretch of grass, power lines over it, and difficult access from the streets there. But, you know, personally, I'll miss that open stretch of grass, but it's a high traffic area, desirable location, so a development there, I think, is inevitable.
Another kind of development involving proposed conference centers appears to be taking shape with a couple of different projects. The newest idea is for a 7-story hotel and conference center in downtown Davis, a city pretty well known for being cautious about growth.
Right, and I expected an uproar, and I haven't heard it so far, but of course it's early. This is a proposal by the owners of the University Inn on Richards. It's kind of a low-profile motel-like place on right off the freeway there. They want to build a 120-room Embassy Suites hotel with a conference center. Davis is chronically short of both rooms and meeting space, so there's no question about the need. Maybe the fact that it's close to the freeway is part of why it's not stirring any concern so far. But nevertheless, this would be the tallest building in town, so I wouldn't be surprised if there is some debate about it.
And here, Roseville's been talking about a conference center for some time. What's the latest with that?
So this is a project that's been in the works forever, but it seems like the city is really making progress. A delegation recently visited South Africa to meet with a potential investor. I thought that was a little odd. You'd think that the investor would come here to see Roseville, but anyway, that's what happened. And it seems to have paid off. The investor has signed a letter of intent that could result in a deal.
It's been a while since we talked about California's battle with Texas over recruiting companies to relocate and bring jobs. But the Business Journal this week reported there's a new chapter involving Elk Grove.
This is not entirely serious, but it's not really a joke either. You might remember that last year, a city called The Woodlands near Houston took out ads in my paper and in our sister paper in Silicon Valley, you know, that were basically saying, come to Texas, ditch California. Now the city of Elk Grove is taking out an ad in our sister paper in Houston that urges Texas companies to move to California. The ad makes the point that, you know, saying we have big trucks too, along with great weather and an educated workforce. So it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but really the city is aggressively looking for employers. Elk Grove is famously heavy on homes and not so heavy on jobs. But they're also having some fun in the process. So it'll be interesting to see if this provokes another volley back from Texas.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays. You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.